بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dear brothers and sisters in faith all around the world, Assalamu alaikum and welcome to yet another edition from series of Quran and Today's Life.
Just a question, sorry, but maybe it's irrelevant to our topic, but you know, as we see in some countries, some people in the name of Islam, they come and, you know, start battling and they're killing people, non-Muslims, even Muslims. But how do they dare to do these things? So what philosophy or ideology they follow by and start killing people? Because as you said, you know, that's, you know, that makes sense that we're not allowed to kill people.
Yeah.
So how did they dare and come? I want to know where they have this ideology to come and kill people. Yeah.
It is something which is really against the other Muslims. I mean, some people with the name of Islam, just taking the name and carrying the name of Muslims, but they are not the real Muslims. But they think that they are, but actually they are not. Just going to some, as you said, to conquer other countries, to kill other countries by the name of Islam, but they are not real Muslims. They are not Muslims. Because who is the Muslim? Muslim is the someone who is following the regulations and orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his prophet.
But you know, sometimes when they're killing people, they say Allahu Akbar. So can we call them Muslim? This is my question, you know.
Yeah, exactly. So saying Allahu Akbar is, who it said that, that shows that a person is,
that's a Muslim.
That's a Muslim. So, for example, suppose that if a person, just this is an example, but for example, a person just coming to a battle, killing many people as a kind of massacre. So after that, saying that, okay, with the name of Jesus Christ, does it mean that the person is, for example, a Christian? Or, for example, going to take the example of the Jewish people, if someone is going and killing many people, thousands, and with the one of the holy names of that religion using after killing many people, it shows that that person is... No, a real follower of Islam is someone who is actually wholeheartedly is following all the jargons and all the regulations and orders and disciplines of Islam.
Okay, we withdraw that, you know, anyone says Allahu Akbar or just is pretending he's Muslim by his appearance, we should not believe that he's a Muslim.
www.yislam.com